Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod or Mini Break Mummy. It is Monday the 5th of December, day 5 of 12 Days of Buffy. And the episode I'm going to talk about today is Never Kill a Boy on the First Date, which is a very quotable episode. In fact, I've just spotted on my bookshelves, I've got a copy of The Quotable Slayer, which has got lots of quotes. And in fact, some of the quotes that were in the trailer that I included yesterday are from Never Kill a Boy on the First Date, including the one about if the apocalypse comes, beep me, which I talked a bit about yesterday. So, there's quite a few interesting quotes in here. I'm not necessarily very good at remembering quotes off by heart, but there are some funny quotes in here. I won't regurgitate the entire thing. You watch it for yourself and you can see them. The other thing that I've got in terms of Buffy merchandise, which I've been rediscovering, is the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the album. Because there have been a couple of tracks in the last two episodes that have actually featured on that album, and so when I heard them in the episodes, I thought, oh yeah, I know that one, and I went and dug out the album. I've also got Radio Sunnyvale as well. So there's some very, very good records that are featured in the episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and well worth having those two soundtrack albums. Anyway, Never Kill a Boy on the First Date. Quite an interesting episode in terms of the sort of fleshing out the concept of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's trying to have a normal life. She's trying to go on a date. And Giles is trying to discourage her from going on a date because there's serious happenings going on. The Anointed One is going to arise. And so there's a lot big run around in a funeral parlour to try and see off the vampire that they think is the Anointed One. But actually, it turns out to be a rather creepy boy. But Buffy and co. don't know that yet. That's kind of shown at the end of the episode. So the Anointed One is not that exciting, really. The main plot is about Buffy trying to go on a date with a chap who I don't think is terribly attractive. He's called Owen. And although the actresses who play Buffy and Cordelia do their best to convince us that Owen is a dishy chap that that people are very keen to go out with, personally I just think he's a bit of a wet blanket and I'm not really interested in him. In fact, I would say the most fanciable character in Buffy the Vampire Slayer thus far, up to episode 5, is probably Giles, but maybe that's just me. So anyway, there's a little bit more of Angel as well. Angel turns up. I love the line where Cordelia says, "Hello, salty goodness." I mean, we haven't really had a chance to see much of Angel. I think he's coming up in a couple of episodes. But he's more attractive than Owen. I can't see why Buffy might even be remotely interested in Owen, but there you go. So it's a bit of a run around, a bit of a romp, quite good fun, usual quota of one-liners and stuff. The team are really gelling now, and they're kind of in sort of familiar territory. So yes, it's really hitting its stride now. And I am finding that even with the weaker episodes, the characters are so engaging and the one-liners are so entertaining that I'm still watching very happily, even if the episode itself doesn't grab me as described on paper. Now the next episode coming up, I hope that I will find the same that. Because it doesn't sound very promising. It's called The Pack, but I'll talk more about that tomorrow. Bye for now.